T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I think one is sort of a galvanizing nickname here that I could use that I think people here in New England won't hate me for saying. Phony Dungy. Is that the Phony Dungy's a good one? That's something that people here will, you'll get behind me on that
yes.
one? Okay, good.
It's better than Phony Michelle.
Fair enough. You got a bit better than 15 carries for 14 yards, though.
He will be.
Okay.
Fair enough. This is what you all made the mistake of last year, isn't it?
Right.
Certain people in this town said he sucks and he blows and started calling him Phony Michelle. Then he rushed for 900 yards in the regular season, and another 300 in the postseason.
I just remember that game against Jacksonville. Oh, he was bad. And that's when the defense was still good.
It happens.
It's still good. But then he got bad. Listen, rookie postseason touchdown record NFL history. Like, he broke it. So there's no doubt he's got the talent and ability.
We have spent zero time basically all week talking about the Steelers game and the Patriots because of Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good Steelers defensive front that he couldn't run against, right? The Patriots found another way. They used the passing backs more to the edges. They threw the ball. They did what they needed to do to win. But that's a pretty strong 3-4 front.
But it seemed like any time James White, when he got the ball handed off, he was able to get whatever yard.
Yeah, more on the edges, though, wasn't it? I don't think they ran up the middle very well, if I recall.
Yeah, all I know is this, that was a and it was one game, but I will tell you this. It's not... Like, again, to quote the late, great Denny Green, the Patriots are who we thought they were. The Steelers, they better improve that.
Don't bury them.
No. It's
we'll
one game.
See.
It's one game.
We'll see.
Listen, today, stock. Today, Wall Street, NFL Wall Street, Park Avenue. Who would you put money down on? Steelers or Cleveland? I'll go Steelers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
got to
go with they've been there before.
I got to go Steelers.
And they're still talented. They're talented on defense. I know it didn't work against the Patriots, but they have talent on defense. They have talent on offense. When you put together a team and say, we got a quarterback.
Connor's not bad.
We got a running
Schuster.
Back. We got a wide receiver. Decent tight end. I mean, they're going to be okay. They're going to win enough games to be in the mix come December.
When Gilmore, though, defended Schuster was useless.
Correct.
Gilmore's good. Gilmore's the best.
And Schuster has to prove he's Batman, not Robin. Robin all last year, and it's nice and fine to win the team MVP and catch 1,400 yards when the defenses are looking at Antonio Brown. Now they're looking at Juju, and guess who was right, maybe? J.C. Jackson. Remember he got all that gruff? Is it guff or gruff? Guff, I think. During the week for not being willing to say Juju was one of the best receivers in football, an elite wide receiver. People are like, whoa, that's billboard material in New England. Well, maybe he's right.
Well, now
maybe Juju isn't.
Here's the thing. You got to remember one thing about Juju Smith-Schuster is that you're great when opposing defenses are double-teaming Antonio Brown.
Yeah, that's what I don't think you were listening to me. I just said that.
No,
you were distracted. You were reading a text or something.
No, I wasn't.
What were you doing over there?
No. That's what I'm saying is that now you're the number one.
Yes.
Now you have to be the guy.
I just said that.
So I get it, but
this is the repeat segment.
No. But
and you also promised callers that you would get right to them, and you're babbling.
Well, but you won't shut up.
Well, because you're repeating what I just said.
Hey, listen.
Go to the callers.
I will take...
Hey, we need to apologize, too, to Brad in San Diego. You screwed him. You left him on hold forever.
Brad.
He's one of our weekly callers.
I know
he's
Brad.
A big fan of the show. Very nice guy. Supports us. We apologize.
Two
it's
things,
Mark's fault.
Yeah, no, here's the thing. When you go back and talk to the callers, it resets the how long you've been on hold, and he was on hold for a very long time.
Right. And
so
what
Brad
do I tell
San
my
Diego,
son? We make plays, not excuses.
That's right.
We make plays, not excuses.
Hey, the two things that I wanted to bring up to the Marvin Harrison implicating in his shooting in Philadelphia and Peyton Manning was this was happened at the University of Tennessee, but you know, Peyton Manning, female trainer, some things happened down in good old Rocky Top.
Right.
Just saying. So it's not exactly like, you know, the guys that you had were a bunch of Boy Scouts when you were there.
And those are only the ones we know. I guarantee you there are plenty more.
Tampa or Indianapolis.
Go to the phones.
Yeah, 617-777. I'll drive the show. Thank you.
Well, you're not doing a very good job.
John in Andover, if you shut up, I'll go to the phones. John in Andover, thanks for holding. What's up, John?
Hi, guys.
What's up, John?
Hey. I'm gonna first to go ahead and use your term, Phony Dungy.
Yes. Let's get Phony Dungy trending. Let's go.
Easy. I'll use it all day. But here's the thing with that guy. He is He's just virtue signaling the entire. Oh. I mean, I couldn't believe
you that couldn't use a better term than virtue signaling. Oh, it's so nice, John. Oh, it's just like it's music to my ears when you say virtue. It's like playing Eddie Money right now. It's like, oh, I just love it. That's exactly what he does.
Yeah, I wasn't pleased when you came into the segment with Eminence Front instead of Eddie Money, but there you go.
Well, that's the show open. That's the show open. But we did have Eddie Money. We'll have Eddie Money the rest of the show. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, brother. All right, so I want to say that I think the Patriots, you know, the coach and the owner, they're uniquely qualified, I think, in this particular case to, you know, stand by AB. People keep throwing this term around. I heard a good caller earlier, Nikita, who said due diligence. And that's a term that people throw around. It's a phrase. But due process is a right. This guy has due process rights. Like everybody else. I'm not an AB fan, by the way. I think he's a fool.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is the guy's got rights. And I heard all the national folks talking about Bill Belichick. He was like reluctant. He was, you know, stoning them. He wasn't talking. They've obviously never seen a Bill Belichick press conference. Because it doesn't matter if Bill wins 42-0 or if they lose 42-0. Same face. He had the exact same face on when he was talking to the media, and they don't like that. And I also think that Robert Kraft, who I'm not defending Robert Kraft for what he did in Florida, but I will say that it was relatively minor, and they tried to go ahead and accuse him of sex trafficking.
Which we all know was fake. Yeah, that was right. Completely not even close to it.
Right. So he's already been through the ringer this year with being falsely accused and having his name trampled on until he actually, you know, forced the due process himself. But it's AB is just a man. He's another citizen. I don't care what color he is. He's a good football player. I hope he kills for us this year. I know he's gone by next year. But the guy he's a citizen. He's owed his due process rights. I'm glad he's playing this week, and I hope he gets 3 touchdowns. And I hope Tony Dungy chokes on those 3 touchdowns.
And he might.
Wow.
See, that'll be fun if he has a big game like 3 touchdowns,
right.
And then Tony Dungy has to talk about it Sunday night.
Don't be shocked. Do not be shocked if this goes
and
down.
And they better make him talk about
yeah.
it. Yeah. And he can, by the way, stay on his high horse. He can just say, we know he's a great player. I didn't learn anything today. I still don't think it's a good move kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah, double down, Dungy. Yep. Dan in Cranston. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to go the political commentary, unfortunately, as well with this. Due process has been replaced by character assassination pretty much nowadays,
right.
And you're guilty before you're innocent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Duke case taught us nothing, apparently. Just look at Brett Kavanaugh last year. They're going back to his freaking high school and college yearbook. Yo, John Blutarski, you like to drink. That means you must have been a rapist. I mean, it's never going to end.
Well, you should see, hey, if you get a chance, Dan, do you have Netflix?
Of course.
Watch the latest Chappelle special, Sticks and Stones.
Yeah. He hits a note on.
Oh, does he just go after everything? You know, yeah, you did something 10 or 15 years ago, and I'm going to find out, and I don't know what it was, but I'm going to ruin your life forever. He's like, that's why I don't, you know, do as much stand-up anymore because of you mother bleepers.
Right. That's the gotcha culture, though. That's the whole thing of, oh, you tweeted something 8 years ago, and we're going to go find that tweet, and we're going to try to ruin your life. And
We
all make mistakes.
Right.
It happens, but the world now wants to just pounce on you for your littlest mistake and ruin your life.
They tried doing it. They tried doing it, Dan, on a separate note with Tucker Carlson because he went on a shock jock radio show in Tampa with Bubba Love Sponge, and he was talking about, at the time, Miss South Carolina, who said, I believe the Iraq. Remember everyone?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. So he went on there and he said some comments and he probably made a sexual a remark about her. But to his credit and his employer, Fox News Channel, goes, no. You're not going to do this to me now. You are not going to get me now 12 years later. And to his credit and Fox News Channel, they stuck by him. And guess what happened, Dan? It just went away. It just went away.
Well, same thing with Kraft and everything else.
That's
right.
It's just
you know, it's too easy to get caught up in it. And we live in a Me Too culture. Everyone has to be the first one on Twitter, blah, 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 politically correct.
Yep.
I'm sick of it. You know, and if I have a red MAGA hat on, I'm a white racist. You know what I mean? It's just like, I can't, it sucks. But sports guys, it's all about money. There's always people who are going to be after their money. Is this guy a malcontent? Yes. And you know what, though? The NFL, like I think it was Nikita that said it earlier, That's a dog and pony show. They're going to bring her in there on Tuesday. What is she going to tell them that is going to get him suspended? And what, I mean, he has his right to whatever that she
counter
says.
Counter-sue. Yeah.
Counter-sue.
Well,
so now that he's going to have to go meet with Goodell and this is what we got and this is what I got. And then what?
The one problem with them is if you look back at the Ezekiel Elliott case, the investigator did not trust the accuser, if you remember. And it was a female investigator who said she's not credible. There were holes in her story. I didn't believe it. I don't think we can move forward with anything here for Ezekiel Elliott. She was removed from it. The information was presented to her boss, who then presented it to Goodell, and they gave Ezekiel Elliott 6 games.
Which,
so,
by the way,
sometimes
was complete
BS. Right. But the lead investigator said that, and they chose to ignore their own investigator.
Who, by the way, the lead investigator was a woman.
Who no longer works for them, I believe.
Oh.
So my guess is she's saying, well, you know, what am I doing here?
Right.
If you empower me to do this,
right.
I give you a recommendation,
right.
And then you totally go a 180 and ignore it?
Right.
I'm out.
Right.
You just never know where these things go.
And let me ask you, okay, so there's a situation that happened 16 years ago in Vail, Colorado, with a guy by the name of Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
Still to this day, even though he was acquitted and we found out the woman, she was going to parties and saying she's going to bring down Kobe Bryant and she's going to get his money and she's going to do this. And like we found all this out afterwards. To this day, I think there's still even though he's done enough that people now don't, that's not the first thing, but there is still the thing when Kobe Bryant comes up, people will go to Vail, Colorado.
Right.
They will use that.
That's just the reality.
That, right.
Unfortunate, you know, fair or not, which is, it's the or not part. It's unfair if someone's accused and then found that it's a total false claim, but that's just the way the world works. We all do it.
Yeah.
We all do it in this culture. You remember just a little snippet of a story and that sticks in your
that's
head
it.
And it's probably not accurate or
that's
certainly
it.
Not the full story.
A lot of these big media companies, guys, like we were talking about before, newspapers are dying. If it wasn't for John Henry, the Globe probably would have been out of business years ago. He bought the Globe. He saved the Globe. You can say what you want and say what you will. He saved the Boston Globe. And from what I understand, from what I've been told, the Herald's on hospice right now. It is on life support.
And it is too bad. I firmly believe you
right.
need newspapers, but they need to find out a way to make money.
But what they do now, what a lot of this is predicated on is clickbait. Clickbait. If we can get you to, like, you know, I noticed this week with a guy who's, you know, left in WFAN, Chris Carlin, who's left the WFAN. And I noticed Newsday, The Post, and The Daily News are all writing as many articles because you know why?
They
see WFAN, Carlin and Francesa, who don't like each other anymore. They know that people will click on those stories. Someone told me for a year, your boy, Bradford, Bradfo's show told me that when Don Orsillo was going through that whole thing, when he was about to leave and it came out that Nesson was going in a different direction, ended up blowing up in their faces.
Yep.
Anything that anyone wrote about Don Orsillo, it would be like 1,000 clicks.
Right.
Right away.
Right.
Just write Don Orsillo and the name and boom, and like you're going to get clicks. That's that's the society. That's the business that we're in now.
And unfortunately, we still need newspapers, though, because what we talk about, what the TV news does, they all base a lot of their stuff off of newspapers, the information gathered by the actual reporters from newspapers. If they all go out of business, that is going to dramatically change the world. What we're going to eventually probably see is the model we've seen that you sort of poo-poo against, but, you know, the Athletic model. That's for sports. That's a paid. Is there ever going to be the Athletic for news where all of a sudden you don't buy a Globe subscription. You don't buy a local. You buy into this whole network of sites that provide you with news. There's going to be a way for that to happen at some point.
Yeah, it's changing.
Because you need reporters. You need people actually boots on the ground doing the information gathering. Otherwise, none of us have information.
Yeah, and you do need like a newspaper or something of record to keep checks and balances,
right.
Don't you?
Politicians, scientists, law, they all need somebody looking over their shoulder, making sure it's actually being done the right way.
Neil in Mattapan is always doing things the right way. What's up, Neil?
Hey, yeah, what's going on? I just feel like I want to touch on a few things. I feel like the Patriots kind of got like set up a little bit by those teams. You're trying to tell me two franchises, 150-man roster, like 150 players. You're trying to tell me not Antonio Brown or the locker rooms that know about him doing that with that girl, and maybe it may come up is why they probably released them and kind of set the Patriots up to like pick him up and go through all of this, you know? That stuff happened when he was on the Steelers organization, not when he was on any other organization.
Yeah. This is true.
So it was Tomlin's fault to allow him to be so reckless. Belichick would have, if he found anything out like that, he would have.
But wait, Neil, go back. You made such a great point there. If you were talking to Tony Dungy right now, Neil, and would you say that to, and I believe you would. Would you say that?
That's where I got it from.
Exactly. I believe you would say that to Dungy's face.
Why.
Yes.
He's trying to throw that on our organization when we actually can fix that guy. We're actually saving him right now. And I feel like if he does come up clean, we can re-sign him and he can finish his career here with Brady, which would be a better fit for him. Because look at the way he acts. He can't go to any other team. And
I know.
This is the only franchise he would actually get good PR on. He'll probably get a couple endorsements being here, you know?
Well, here's the thing. He could do something that he never was able to do in Pittsburgh, which is win a Super Bowl ring. He never did. He got there, but they lost to Green Bay, and he's never been back since.
Yeah, I don't know that I really agree with that whole call.
What didn't you like about it?
I mean, you don't think there are Patriots that are doing things that are probably less than desirable that Bill Belichick's not aware of?
Well, we found out allegedly that Patrick Chung might have been involved in something.
So I blame Tomlin for the
cocaine
lack of structure and the lack, you know, too much rope and maybe creating this diva receiver monster. I don't know that Mike Tomlin should have or did know that he had this relationship with a woman that apparently led to
accusations. Yeah, that part of the phone call, Neil, I'm... Yeah,
and I also don't know that this is the only place that can, quote, fix him in terms of any of what's going on with him. Maybe they can. Maybe a different type of coach would be better for him. I don't know. Maybe Tony Dungy, who was a classic supportive coach, I guess you'd say, positive coach.
No, apparently Tony Dungy wouldn't touch him because look what he said last week.
So there's a lot I didn't agree with in that call. Right. But
what Neil did say is, but which I like the point he made, this was under Tomlin.
Yes.
This was under Tomlin. This isn't Belichick.
Right.
This isn't, they just got him. They got him literally not even 1 week ago at 5 o'clock in about 2.5 hours. He's been a Patriot.
Right.
So this didn't happen under the auspice of Belichick and Kraft.
But even if it had, I don't know that it would change anything. Like, there's still the question of it's an accusation for an alleged incident, right? We don't have any facts in this case. So, again, that it could have been accused. She could have no credibility. This could all fall apart next week. So whether it happened this week and she filed the lawsuit immediately, I think you still have to let it play out.
If the NFL finds that there's no credence whatsoever to her claims.
Yes.
Will you then at least reconsider and buy your son a D'Antonio Brown jersey?
No, because he's a dink on a lot of levels.
All right.
I hated the Instagram Live. The smart thing to do.
Instagram. Facebook Live with Tomlin.
Instagram Live was at the TB12 Center on Thursday night.
He did that.
Lay low. He doesn't have any instincts that I like. That to just like, you know what? There's a lot of smoke around me now.
He wants to be in.
I'm just going to go work out quietly.
Listen, you know how, like I say, Chris Curtis, his day job is an executive producer, but he's a wannabe host.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown's day job is a receiver. He's a wannabe social media influencer.
He wants to be a Kardashian.
That's
he wants to be one of those
That's
types
it.
Of people.
Right.
I also didn't like the whole part at the very end that nobody even really listens to, where he says soccer and basketball, all they get is love. Maybe we need to make an American football team so that the world will love us too, because we get nothing but hate. Who hates on you guys?
I know.
Who hates on you?
Oh.
We've heard people nonstop defend you.
Yeah, no.
Athletes on any level are put on a pedestal. Hey. And guess what? The soccer players that get accused of rape, because that's happened a couple times with high-profile soccer players over the last year plus, they get criticism. If you're accused of rape, people are going to question it.
Cristiano Ronaldo was accused of rape.
That's what I mean.
That happened.
So don't tell me all you get is hate, Antonio Brown.
No.
You've been nothing but loved for like 8.5 years.
Yeah.
You're on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. They're like, you were this big smile. Everybody loved you.
The Masked Singer on NBC.
Yeah.
Take that violin and go elsewhere.
Where's all
with
the
that
hate?
Crap.
Get out of here.
All right, now it's time for trending.
Andy Hart. It's James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
Schuster has to prove he's Batman, not Robin.
He was Robin
all last year, and it's nice and fine to win the team MVP and catch 1,400 yards when the defenses are looking at Antonio Brown.
You got to remember one thing about Juju Smith-Schuster is that you're great,
when opposing defenses are double teaming Antonio Brown.
Yeah, that's what I don't think you were listening to me. I just said that. No, you were distracted. You were reading a text or something.
No, I wasn't.
What were you doing over there?
No. That's what I'm saying is that now you're the number one.
Yes.
Now you have to be the guy.
I just said that.
All right, he went ADD last week on, I can't remember what it was, but maybe during, like, it was either that week or the Bo Jackson week, you went ADD.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. It's, hey, 4 hours is a long time. Talk to anybody. 617-779-7937. Also want to get to this rant that Tim Tebow went on yesterday, which was actually really good. I mean, Tim Tebow brought it.
He's a passionate guy.
He is a passionate guy, and he's one of the people, the few people, who blocked me on Twitter because I've said some not nice things about his quarterbacking ability.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Imagine getting blocked by Tim Tebow.
And for that?
Right.
I mean, that's sort of universally accepted. You couldn't play quarterback.
Thank you. Thank you.
You came to New England and you couldn't throw.
Well, no. This is...
No. I'm just saying...
He couldn't throw in Denver, dude.
He couldn't throw anywhere.
Right.
He was jumping up in the air and just lobbing it in the middle of the end zone, those little jump passes for touchdowns.
When you're throwing in college a little, dump pass to Percy Harvin, David Nelson, Riley Cooper, like, you're going to look pretty good, too.
Right.
You're going to look really good, actually. Then you had the backfield. They were loaded. So, he didn't like... Oh, he also threw touchdown passes to Aaron Hernandez.
True.
You look really good in college when you just throw to an area. NFL, you got to throw to a spot. You got to be accurate.
You could see him.
Oh,
just,
no.
Five yards. He couldn't even throw to it. Bounce.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing, that's why I always love a guy like Boomer Esiason, because my thing was even after he led Denver to that win in the wild card weekend or divisional playoffs versus the Steelers, where he hit Demaryius Thomas on a slant and Demaryius Thomas took 80 yards.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about with Antonio Brown, by the way. The quarterback gets credit for that pass.
Right.
He did nothing.
Pretty much. But I knew even then, I'm like, he can't throw
He
never could.
Those arguments were some of the great arguments in sports history.
Because the
people that loved Tebow were as passionate as could be, and the haters were equally as passionate.
I got a credit from Cohasset? Todd McShay's from Cohasset?
Sure.
Swampscott. Swampscott. He's friends. Todd McShay was a vocal critic of Tim Tebow all along. I mean, it was McShay was always, and then ultimately he was proven right.
Well, most people were critics of him. Like, people were stunned when McDaniels took him in the first round.
Yeah.
Stunned.
That's something that McDaniels, that's a take back that you're never going
to
get
tough
back.
To watch.
Yeah. At least he got to rehabilitate everything here in New England.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to work for Nick Saban or Bill Belichick and you get to sort of like Lane Kiffin did at Alabama.
Right.
You rehabilitate your image. You become good
then
again.
Then he brought Tebow here. Don't tell me that wasn't Josh's move to bring him here. Like, no, Bill, I'm telling you, he can play. And Bill's like, okay, we'll prove he can't play. I'll bring him here just for you and prove again he can't play.
The other guy he drafted in the first round, he brought here too. And then the Patriots actually kept him, and they traded him last week, Demaryius Thomas.
Yes.
All right, 617-779-7937, Ben in Sudfield. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. Good show today. Good topic.
Thank you, Ben.
I want to talk about AB, but real quick, just to bolster what you guys are saying about news. If you don't pay for it, you get garbage. Facebook isn't news, you know. It's a good point. But on the AB thing, the rape case is, yes, there's some shaky stuff there. Say what you want about her. There's, why now? There's a ton of questions, I think, that are completely legitimate. But there are texts that, basically he admits to a lot of the behavior. So, there's a lot of shaky stuff in his own story too. And at the end of the day, you have to look at the Patriots. If there's any organization in the history of any sport that could say, this guy, his value is, we could get him for, a fraction of what he should be costing. He's a number one receiver. But if there's any team ever that could say, we're going to take a pass, it'd be the New England Patriots. Look the way he was such a punk everywhere else. I mean, he recorded a conversation he had with Gruden and released it to the public. That there's no way that wouldn't, that could sit well with Coach Belichick. I mean, that's, this is the same guy. Coach Belichick, didn't he hold Wes Welker back in the playoffs?
Yep.
foot jokes.
He's making fun of Foot Ryan there from that embarrassing video.
I got to tell you, that was to me. I think for whatever reason, Bill had gone. He had grown very tiresome of Wes Welker because that's BS that you hold him out of a like you held him back because of foot jokes.
I think it was insubordination. They were told not to say anything. They were told not to talk about it or do anything. It was insubordination. Now I do also think he respected Rex Ryan and thought it was cheap shot, out of bounds kind of.
Oh, he apologized to him after the game. But remember, Rex Ryan goes, "I'll keep that between us."
But
remember that
on a bigger level, it's sort of like Kareem Hunt. They didn't necessarily release Kareem Hunt, they claim, in Kansas City because of what he did. They claim it was because he lied to them. Well, Belichick did it because they were told not to do anything about foot jokes and be respect, all that. And Wes Welker decided, I'm going to be funny man.
Can I just tell you, though? That was one of the...
Were you there?
No.
I was there.
You were there?
Oh, yeah, didn't get it. It went over my head. And then somebody was like, he said foot 14 times or something.
Wow. So you just, because you just thought.
Like the way he worked them in, my head didn't click.
What, it was like jock talk. He's got to put her best foot forward.
Right. You hear these cliches. It didn't register. And then later I'm like, because somebody edited some all together, and you're like, what a moron. How did I not see it?
Dude, that was.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page and everybody's putting their best foot forward. You can't just stick your toe in the water, especially, you got your foot up in the air. You want to go out there and just put your best foot forward. He's got great feet. He has good feet. He's another guy.
But people say
feet.
These
you
things.
Make sure that you bring your best foot forward out there. So let's go out there and being a good little foot soldier. You definitely have to be on your toes and make sure that you're ready
Screw
to go.
You.
It was not obvious when it was before it was ended. Hey, Wes, I love you, bro. I tell you what. Listen, for me, as far as I'm concerned, the Patriots did, they perfected the slot wide receiver position on Wes Welker. To me, eventually, Canton. Eventually.
That's a tough argument.
But it's like...
Well, my argument is everybody's been on the Edelman bandwagon. He's got to go to Canton. He's going in, he can go in after Wes Welker because Wes Welker was better in the role.
Absolutely.
If you argue both of them... Now, my argument's also always been if Troy Brown, who kind of started it, if he had been younger, if it had been the prime of Troy Brown's career,
I think
he would have been phenomenal in that role.
I know.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, we're going to put our best feet forward. We'll come back with our final segment next.
This is James and Hart on WEEI.
I feel like I have a little credibility and knowledge about this because when I was at the University of Florida, I think my jersey was one of the top selling jerseys around the world. It was like Kobe, LeBron, and then I was right behind them, and I didn't make a dollar from it. But nor did I want to, because I knew going into college what it was all about. I knew going to Florida, my dream school, where I wanted to go, the passion for it. And if I could support my team, support my college, support my university, that's what it's all about.
So that was Tim Tebow going off. We can get into this more about student-athletes being paid, but he went off yesterday. One of the things I did like, he says, that the big-time college atmosphere is better than an NFL atmosphere in terms of going to games. He's not wrong. You can turn your mic on.
I thought they usually do.
No, it's fine.
It'll be like you throw a producer under the bus.
I don't ever do
I
that.
I learned it from watching you.
He was turning it on all day.
Wait, what do you mean? I learned it. Yeah, the commercial. What was the commercial? From you, all right?
I learned it from watching you. Drugs.
Yes.
I would like to do a whole show on that.
That would be great.
Because I am pretty passionate about it, and I'm pretty counter to the common thoughts on the angle.
Well, I love what Tebow did. I love what he said. And you know what? He's right. Still to this day. The Tebow jersey. Oh, here's what he said about the difference
between... That was a humble brag, by the way.
College football and NFL.
That's why people are more passionate about college sports than they are about NFL. That's why the stadiums are bigger in college than they are in the NFL. Because it's about your team. It's about your university. It's about where my family wanted to go. It's about where my grandfather had a dream of seeing Florida win an SEC championship. And you're taking that away so that young kids can earn a dollar.
So, now let's also remember... Tim Tebow came from a family of means.
Correct.
He didn't like...
a lot of people brought up on Twitter. He took a lot of heat on Twitter.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant was out in front of this. Dez Bryant posted his birth certificate showing there is no father. There's just stars across the line that asks who the father is, what his occupation is.
Right.
Like, you come from a certain viewpoint. Love you, man. but you don't understand right. where all these other people right. come from. You could call home and say, can you send me $100? I'm a little light this week or a little light this month. A lot of these guys can't.
But can I also say this, too? I give Tim Tebow credit because of where he comes from, and he didn't want to profit off his jersey, but I can tell you this, he should have been selfish. He should be selfish because you know what? That jersey, still to this day, you go into the swamp
right.
in Gainesville, and you go to a Florida game, and there'll be more number 15s than any other jersey in the history of that school, and they are it's like there in Gainesville, it's like Tom Brady's jersey right. in New England.
And he's a good example, too, because you just presume if a guy is that big a star in college, well, he'll make his $200 million in the pros. Well, Tim Tebow's career fizzled out. He was a great college player, one of the greatest college players
that's
of all
right.
time.
He was.
But that's when he peaked, right? Right? Now he's playing minor league baseball. He's still making money. I'm not feeling bad for him. He's got ABC,
ESPN,
Network. And all that
yeah.
crap.
Yeah.
But he didn't go on to have, you know, the Tom Brady NFL career, 20 years at $20 million a career.
No.
So there's a lot of those guys that are great college players that may peak in college. They may not have jersey sales and marketing opportunities and financial opportunities in the pros that they have on
key. He lives the gimmick in wrestling. That's what you do. And he's a walking billboard. The guy Bradford, I'm going to Leone's in Somerville to eat the best meatball sandwich in the world. I wish I could get one for you, but he's strict. He sticks to the game plan. He's like Belichick when it comes to, you know, he just sticks to it. And that's
stay
what he
the
does.
Course. You're not going right. to get him off his spot.
Patriots cover. You think they cover tomorrow?
I do think they cover.
I think
30-10.
Does I was going to say it's like a reluctant cover. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
it'll be a controlled, comfortable yeah. victory. This is not going to be a nail biter. There'll be no okay. miracle in Miami. No scare.
No. If you're up 35-3, which you might be by the end of the second quarter, please sit Tom Brady. I don't want him getting hurt against a bunch of jabronis.
But it could also be, remember when they brought Matt Castle into a blowout game and Matt Castle threw a pick six and immediately Brady went back in the game because Belichick was pissed? Your boy Studham can't do that. If he gets out there, he can't wilt
well,
under the heat.
Well, his first chance against live bullets.
He's got to get out there. He's going to look like...
Preseason's over.
Know what you're doing,
hey,
kid.
Thanks to Eamon Convey and Nick LePan. LePan. No, I got it.
You got it.
The man LePan.
Nick yeah.
So we got a new nickname from today's show that you like.
What?
We all together. Phony Dungy.
Yes, we're all on board.
Nick,
Phony Dungy.
Hey, Nick, make sure that I'll give you a clean one right now so you can
Phony Dungy.
There we go.
He's got
Phony
one.
Dungy. So that's a good one. I expect the other Phony to have a bigger game tomorrow.
Yes.
More than 15 carries. He's going home.
100 yards.
I would hope so.
100 yards okay. rushing for Sony Michel, the
right.
stud that he is.
Brad Foe Show coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.